Today I'll preach from here, church. Not random. Not random. Not random. Title of the sermon, Every Disciple is a Teacher. We usually think that discipleship stops in receiving. Every disciple is a teacher. Okay? Did you see I have a nice tie? It's tie. Yes, tie. Here. You have a nice tie today. Also, it's not random. You're going to know this all. We're going to meet soon. Okay? All of this is going to make sense very soon. Matthew chapter 3, verse 51 and verse 52. That's our main text for today. Matthew chapter 13, verse 51 and verse 52. Very small, two verses only. Let us pray before we read. Lord Jesus, the teacher, teach us, your disciples, how to be good teachers. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 51. Everybody's with me? Yeah. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has been instructed about the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out of his storeroom new treasures as well as old. A good teacher brings from this treasure new treasures as well as old. Now you understand why am I preaching from the old style pulpit? Old. Why did I bring this? New. This is new. This is the old. This is traditional. Old. Every good teacher brings the old and the new. Okay? So, let us see our next slide. It's the Mark chapter 4, verse 21, which is in parallel with this. Do you bring in a lamp to put it under a bowl or a bed? Instead, don't you put it on its stand? Look up. Where is the light? Not hidden. The light is there. It gotta be in the proper place. And this illustration teaches us everything we need to know. First, you have light in yourself. You're a disciple. Light in you. Study the Bible. Listening Jesus' words and sticking it in your heart. Now you go to the right place. And you shine the light in everyone. The words come out of my mouth. I'm not just a disciple, I'm a teacher. You're following me? Okay? The light makes this very clear. So now come back to Matthew chapter 13, verse 51, verse 52. The key word we are looking at, it is the word understanding, church. And look at me, because this is important. It's a key word. Understanding don't stop in the intellect. Understanding gotta come to the heart. You remember how we started parables. Jesus said, I will speak, they will listen. Intellect, but they will not understand. They will see, but they will not understand. Do you remember that? That was the very beginning of parables. Why do you speak in parables, Jesus? Because people will understand the parable, but they will lose or receive the meaning of the parable. I need them to understand parables. I need them to understand my words in their hearts, not just in their intellect. Okay? That's where we started. This is a key word for us here. Verse 52 says this, therefore, every teacher of the law, every teacher of the law. Who was the teacher of the law, church? The teacher of the law was the people who would go to the bachelor school, masters of divinity, doctors, post-doctors, professor, academic career, academic ability. Who are the disciples of Christ? They are the true teachers of the law. They are the true masters. What is Jesus teaching us here, church? Going to the seminary is going to make me a good pastor, a good preacher, a good minister. Going to the seminary is not going to make me a good disciple. There is only way I can be a good disciple of Jesus Christ. It is with the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Life with Christ, it's not about how much I know. Life with Christ, it's how much this word dwells in my heart. Say amen if you're understanding this. That's why Jesus takes this concept. The best, the student, the doctor, all of them don't believe in me. All of them listen my word, and my word stops in their intellect, but never comes to their heart. All the scribes, teachers of the law, doctors, they listen to my words, and they take my words and toss to the garbage. But my disciples, they take a simple parable, and it changes their lives. Okay? Do you understand that it's a matter of the heart? You need to understand this. Because we just talked about the easy part of the sermon. Leo, things gonna get tough now. Are you ready? Okay, good. Can I go? Okay. The next slide, our ongoing challenges. This is an ongoing challenge. Church, are you with the Bible open in verse 52? Who is the good teacher according to Jesus Christ? He brings out of his storeroom new treasures, as well as old treasures. The old and the new like to clash a lot. Say amen if you know that. Oh, the old and the new are always clashing. That's why we have young people's church and elderly people's church. Why? We can't dwell together. We rather clash. We rather separate. I'm not going to look at them, Leo, Is that true or not? Church, is that true or not? Right? But who is the good teacher? Who brings the old? Who brings the new? Why is this our ongoing challenges, church? This is doctrine, and this is people. The way I think, the way I behave. You know that. I think about Big Mac. Where am I going? I'm going to McDonald's. I'm not going to eat vegetables. No. I think Big Mac. I go Big Mac. What is our ongoing challenges, church? First, let me illustrate this to you. I asked permission to my dear deacon, the best in town. She is the best. This is a barbecue lunch flyer. In September 6, a Saturday, we're going to have our barbecue here. Okay? You all invited. You already know that. And she gave me this so I can go to people's door and drop this flyer there. Okay? Here is the challenge, church. Everybody is in here. I don't know about you. You are probably different than me. But when I start to get flyers in my doorstep, I automatically, I throw to the garbage. Especially if it's bill to be paid. Then I throw it to the garbage. No, I'm joking. Every flyer, I throw to the garbage. Right? But pay attention. Everybody knows that. Yes or no? We know this is not the most effective. Yes or no? Pay attention that this is a matter of the heart. Pay attention. It's easy for me to put this on somebody's doorsteps. Get home. Sorry, I need to be here so everybody sees me. Lord Jesus, how good I am. I went to people's house today and I evangelized people. I invited them to go to church. Look how good I am. I know it's not the most effective way. My heart struggles with it. What is the real thing, church? It is this. Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm the pastor. We're going to have a barbecue, and I want to invite you. Good food. The cook is great. You're going to have a great time. The people of the church, say amen. The people of the church is awesome. Good. Good. Right, Leo? I feel shy. I don't want to be the weird guy. I look awkward. I don't want people closing their doors on my head. I know what is the best approach. This needs to understand it. Is that clear, church? Okay, good. All of this is with permission of Tricia, right? Church. Jesus does that with us all the time. You may have not noticed, but verse 1 of this chapter, as we are preaching now, we are in verse 52. Verse 1, Jesus is preaching from a place you would not expect he would preach from. You think he's in a church. No, he's in a boat preaching the gospel. All the time you see Jesus' ministry, he is clashing, connecting, bringing new and old, tradition and new, all the time. And he does that with us every day. Raise your hand if you think you know everything about the Bible. Therefore, every time you go to the Bible, Jesus is crashing old with new. Raise your hand if that makes sense. Thanks for your honesty. Jesus does that with us every single day. He brings the old, he brings the new, like a treasure. Like a treasure. And so the way I think is the way I act. I'm gonna now use two illustrations that really is gonna show us everything I'm talking here. Everything about discernment, it's not about this intellect, it's about our understanding. And we're gonna finish this in a very positive note. Very positive. Okay? First, the hard illustrations. I was with this man and he told me, there is this young lady, and I want this young lady to meet Jesus Christ. I want her to be saved. And she likes to sing. She loves music. I was thinking, maybe we can put songs, invite her to the choir. I don't know, so that doing what she loves, songs, she's gonna know about Jesus. And I said, that's amazing. And I told him, my brother, by the way, just for the sake of information, he's not an old elderly man. He's a mid-aged guy, okay? I told him, every Tuesday, by the lake shore, in the college where I used to study, there is thousands of young people praising Jesus. Just take her there. That's all she needs. Is that a good advice? Yes or no? You want to know the answer of the man? Are you ready? Young people song, it's too carnal. I'm not going to take her there. I was shocked. First, because I'm young. So automatically you're calling me carnal. But I'm a wise man. I have a little bit of wisdom. I asked him, have you been there? Because you sound to me that you have been there. No, I have never been there. My brother, conversation is over. If you're calling carnal a place that you have never been to, I'm sorry, the problem is not the place. The problem is your pride. Yes or no? It's not a matter of the intellect. It's a matter of the heart. Then, now let's go to the good example. My Brazilian pastor. Church, as a young minister working with the youth, don't think I'm young like them. No, I can't keep up. They're 10 years younger than me. Even I struggle with it, okay? And my pastor, he's 70 years old. And he instructing me, he called me in private. He said, Gustavo, you're becoming a pastor. First thing you need to know, church is not a club. Young people club, elderly club, women's club, men's club. Church is a family. We need to dwell together. First thing you need to know. And he told me this. Don't think I accept, agree with everything the young people do. When they come, rip the jeans and the hair, yellow, blue, green, red, piercing, and they call me old. They don't call me pastor, they call me old. Don't think I like it. Don't think it. But you know, Gustavo, and I want to pass this to you. I want them here. Because if I lose them to the nightclub, they are gone. You need to understand that as a pastor, you will never agree with everything. Are you in verse 52 there? Are you in verse 52? Try to find the word treasure there. Check if you're going to find the word treasure. Verse 52. Did you find the word treasure? My pastor is teaching me. Rip the jeans is not a treasure. They are a treasure. What is our treasure, church? Love God. Love people. I never forgot those words of my pastor. And I carry them with me up to these days. Now we finish this in a very positive way. Because the goal here is not to make us feel bad. The goal here is to show us it's hard. I know it's hard. Wait, that's not the positive. They are ready for the positive. Bring the other slide. Can you read that? Everybody with me? A dollar saved is a dollar earned. Raise your hand if you have said that before. Hey, elderly wisdom passed from generation to generation. Church, old and new together. When you taught this truth, which is truth, for your children, that was a true statement. That's no longer a true statement. You want to know what is the 2025 version of this saying? A dollar saved is 80 cents earned. Decreased 20 cents. You want to know why? Inflation. Every year, your dollar decreases in value because Ottawa keeps printing money. The more Ottawa prints money, the more the money in your bank devalue, right? So this is old and new. A dollar saved, it's 80 cents earned. And we can even go newer. A dollar saved is $1.10 invested. Can you see how we can work old and new together? Can you see it? So now is the nice conclusion, old and new. Again, this is being very positive, church. The struggle, the challenge is real. It's personal and it's also relational. Absolutely. But let us finish this in a very positive way. I know this is not the best, most effective thing to do. I know. But when my dear deacon, who loves me and I love her, prints 5,000 of this because she's implying I need to work out and I need to go to every door of the neighborhood, I do it because I honor her. Right? I'm this. But I do this because I honor the elderly. I cannot wear a suit because, you know, I need to look a little bit my age. But I can wear something more appropriate for the elderly because they feel honored and respected. You want to know now the good, the other side of the coin? You want to make the younger generation connect with you? You should have said yes when I was asking. Church, there is nothing better when I am on the social media and I see my elderly people in my congregation on the social media sending me friend requests, talking to me on Instagram, on Facebook. Nothing better than that. Nothing better when I can, instead of calling and leaving a voicemail, I just send a text with a little heart, with a little joke between elderly generation and the young generation. When I do this, we are so pumped. We are like, whoa, the elderly generation is connecting to the younger generation. I have a few of my members who we text, few of my members in the Facebook. I was at Ken's house this week, and he was showing me things on the iPad. It's nothing better than that, when the elderly and the young are connected. Nothing better. When you start to understand your treasure is not this, your treasure is not this, where is your treasure? Wherever is your treasure, there is your heart. Right? Amen? Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, because church is called family. thank you because this is a treasure. Amen. Amen.